Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, this is Kongson with Believe in SCSU Basketball here on the Believe Podcast Network. Place with a show for every team in San Diego and more. We believe in our teams. Do you believe? This episode, we're going to take a look ahead at the Mountain West Conference tournament for the men's side. What that means, what implications it has, and a look ahead at the teams ranked above us to see what our path to a one seed looks like. So, without further ado, here we go. Recording this on a Sunday night. Shout out to the women's team for great season. They fought hard all the way down to the very end. And while I'm sad that their season has come to an end, I'm very proud of these ladies. And I hope that they continue to build on the positives from this year. And taking a look ahead for the men, obviously they locked down a one seed in the Mountain West Conference tournament. They get a little bit of a break. They're scheduled to play the winner of Fresno State Air Force on Thursday the 5th. They beat Air Force handily in their one meeting and beat Fresno State by 9 points in both of their matchups during the season. But with Coach Hudson and his familiarity with the Aztecs and the SCSU coaching staff and quite a few of the players, you know, obviously this is not a guarantee or a shoe-in. And under the assumption that we take care of business in our first game and we advance, we're looking to play the winner of UNLV and Boise State before going into the championship. And of course, UNLV gave us our only loss and the tournament is in Vegas, so that'll be effectively an away game. We match up well against Boise State. So while we hope for that, it's essentially just a series of home games for UNLV. I think UNLV will take care of business against Boise State. An interesting stat that I saw while I was looking things up and doing some research was the number 7 seed in the Mountain West Conference tournament has advanced to the semis in the last 3 years. One of which was San Diego State, I think in 2018. And if that's the case this year, we're looking at New Mexico having to beat San Jose State and then Utah State to go up against presumably Nevada. And if that was the case, and if this trend continues this year, I think it bodes well for us because as Utah State gives us quite a bit of issues with their size. Kita and Sam Merrill definitely give us all we need and more, pretty much. So hopefully, if the trend continues, that just be nothing but good news. In a dream scenario, I think Air Force would beat Fresno State and we advance to play Boise, who would have beat UNLV, and then we play against Nevada in the championship. Toughest road is going through Fresno State, then having to beat UNLV, then having to beat Utah State. I feel like out of all the teams in the conference, those three teams give us the toughest challenge in a myriad of ways. So Fresno State, obviously, just the coaching staff has a familiarity. I just can't say that in this episode for some reason. They are familiar with our coaching staff and the way we play. And UNLV gave us our only loss through timely offensive rebounds and great guard play and great bench play. And then Utah State has Kitas and Merrill, who can give us trouble all game long. So that would be the toughest road. The competitive side of me kind of wants to see that, to see what we're really made of. You know, I'm a big, big believer in going through the toughest road to get the greatest form of satisfaction. But at the same time, you know, with being a borderline 1-2 seed in the national tournament, you know, I'm kind of hoping for a little bit of, I guess, a mixture. So maybe some of the teams that give us trouble, but some teams that we can beat quite easily. To look ahead at the other teams ranked above us, Gonzaga, who would be our primary, is the primary team that's in the way of us being in the West bracket. They don't play until the 9th. I am kind of giving up on the idea that SDSU would be a 1 seed in the West region. So unfortunately, being in LA, I won't be able to go and see them in the semis or any other scenario. But Dayton, who's surging right now, who's probably the hottest team in the country, they're playing Rhode Island and George Mason to close out their regular season. I don't see any upsets there. Kansas playing TCU on Wednesday and Texas Tech on the 7th, while Baylor plays Texas Tech on Monday, which is tomorrow as of this recording, and West Virginia on the 7th. So they're finishing up the regular season, while the West Coast Conference, and I think Dayton is in the Atlantic 10. While those two conference tournaments, I don't necessarily imagine any upsets. The Big 12 tournament is something to look out for. If Baylor or Kansas has an early exit, especially Baylor, then we might be able to sort of sneak in there as another 1 seed. Presumably, as Dayton and Gonzaga are going to be just continuing to build on their strong resume. So there is a chance that it'll be, you know, either Kansas or Baylor, and then Gonzaga, Dayton, and SDSU. So this tournament might be the year for mid-majors to make some noise. So we definitely got to watch out for that as you're filling out your brackets, looking up ahead. But by the next episodes, next week, we should have a better idea of how the tournament is going to shape out and see what needs to happen for San Diego State to make some noise and hopefully make some history. You know, typically, I don't know if anybody else does this, but during their March Madness, during filling out a bracket, if the Aztecs are in it, I just sort of create a path for them to make it to the championship and win it all. And obviously, while that's never happened, it's a fun exercise, and it's always been sort of a fantasy, sort of a dream more than a reality. But this year, I mean, seeing how the brackets turn out, you just never know. I mean, I have seen this entire season go by with the number one seed consistently losing. I don't know how many times we got a new number one seed, with the top 10 team always losing to somebody with 500 record or below. Just teams getting upset left and right. And you, if for me, typically, if the regular season goes like that, you know, it goes one of two ways. One, it'll just be all nothing but chaos. And we're going to end up with a team that we definitely did not expect to make it to the Final Four. Which is more likely, or it'll just be the most boring thing ever and all the favorites will win out. You know, it never seems to be a mixture of the two, but that'll be for another episode to kind of get into strategy of March Madness and analyze how all the brackets turned out. But for now, We have to focus on the game on the 5th. Hopefully we play Air Force, but I feel like we're going to play Fresno State. And by next week, we should have an idea if we're going to win this whole conference tournament or we're looking at a 2-seed. That's sort of how I see it here. Let's hope for the best. I know that these guys are going to be prepared. If this Nevada game and means anything, yeah, these guys just really want it. I feel like I'm a big believer in sports karma and sports momentum and all these intangibles. And I feel like this loss to UNLV really reignited their fire. I don't think they ever felt like they were going to cakewalk through the regular season and end up undefeated. But I didn't see this type of intensity in this fire before. So hopefully they can take that momentum and stay hot. You know, and basketball is a game of runs, but that also includes how they play during the tournament, and it also includes momentum. So let's hope for the best. If you like this episode, please rate and subscribe to us on iTunes. We're available wherever podcasts can be found. We can be reached at believe.com and at Believe Podcast. If you're interested in advertising on the show, please contact us. If you want to advertise on the show, please reach out to us at believe.com. My name is Kongsan. I'm at NASGNAK on Instagram. And as we head into the conference tournament, go Aztecs.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.